Thank you for joining us to learn more about acne vulgaris linked to whey protein supplementation. With us today is Dr. Nanette Silverberg, Director of Pediatric Dermatology at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in New York, New York. Dr. Silverberg, what have you found in your adolescent patients who take whey protein supplements, and how is milk ingestion associated with acne?
Thank you for having me, Melissa. I'm happy to speak about the subject of whey protein and acne that I've found to be an issue in my patients. There is a body of literature that suggests that whey is potentially comedogenic in certain teenage males. The subject of diet and acne has certainly been very controversial. For many years, it was really believed that diet did not stimulate or exacerbate acne. But it was found in a study of an island population of individuals who had no dietary dairy or certain kinds of fried foods or carbohydrate ingestion, that there was actually a zero incidence of acne. And that that study by Cordain in 2002 had stimulated in us to look differently at the way that diet plays a role in acne. And again, in 2005 and 2008, there were studies that looked retrospectively at teenage males and females who had acne and trying to make a correlation to their dietary intake during their teenage years. And those researchers discovered that there appeared to be an association of acne, particularly with dairy, and very specifically with whey-rich dairy. So that would be things like milk protein or whey protein-rich products like skim milk or cottage cheese. And this suggested that although there are multiple fractions to milk, so milk contains both certain kinds of globular proteins, and also it has a casein fraction, a whey fraction. And the whey protein can be extracted, and that contains beta-lactoglobulin, alpha-lactalbumin, bovine serum albumin, and immunoglobulins. And this particular fraction appears to be potentially causative of acne or an exacerbant of acne in some individuals. With this in mind, I began to see a number of patients in my practice who were developing very severe inflammatory or cystic acne, basically at the end of August or beginning of September, when they started these kinds of supplements to help them build muscle for school sports or school athletics. I began to see that a number of these boys were also taking supplements to gain weight. I had two boys who were attempting to gain weight with whey protein supplements and three football players who were trying to bulk up their musculature. Unfortunately, most of these boys really did not want to stop the supplements, but it was notable that those boys who did stop the supplements, and when they did stop, their acne was much more easily cleared and much more responsive to treatment, as opposed to during the time period that they were taking the supplements, it was quite difficult to clear. And it ranged in difficulty from individuals who needed oral antibiotics to one boy who required two courses of isotretinoin to clear his acne. And in that particular young man, he finally stopped his whey protein supplements during the second course of isotretinoin, and that allowed him, in combination with the isotretinoin, to clear his disease. It appears that certainly not every individual in our practice might be taking whey protein supplements, but it does look like it's really a fad, particularly for teenage athletes, but as well for younger boys who are trying to achieve a larger frame. And I think it behooves us in our practice to question our teenage male patients and potentially even our teenage female patients, because we don't really know what percentage of females would take this for muscle building as well. We certainly have teenage female athletes in our practices, but certainly it is of concern to us, and it is important to ask our patients about the ingestion of these supplements and to suggest in those individuals who have significant acne that perhaps discontinuation may help them improve their acne more significantly. Moving forward, it is important for us to address further the aspect of how whey protein induces acne flares. And I think that it's important to confirm my findings in my patient population by pursuing placebo-controlled administration trials of whey protein supplements to identify what subset of our population, whether it's males or females, or certain kinds of individuals with certain age groups that may be susceptible to acne flares through whey protein supplementation, and particularly the amount or dosage of whey protein that is required to initiate such flares if they do occur in placebo-controlled trials. Furthermore, I did find in my practice that many of my patients were quite resistant to stopping whey protein supplements. And I think it's important to look at the psychology of why people take whey protein and whether there is some addictive potential to this particular product that helps people or pushes people to take it, and to look into how that can be addressed in people who would benefit from stopping in terms of their acne improving.
Thank you, Dr. Silverberg, for your discussion of whey protein in acne patients. For more information, access Dr. Silverberg's article from the August 2012 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.